flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Shrillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A few minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Hawks played an entertaining basketball game last night. They lost to the Spurs. We'll get back into that. But the story, just kind of watching the old Twitter machine, seeing if anything happens before the deadline. 2 hours to go, less than 2 hours now, before the NBA trade deadline comes to a close. We'll get to Smokin' Joe Patrick coming up in about 20 minutes as well. Talk some Falcons with him, some Super Bowl, some general NFL stuff with Smokin' Joe. Obviously get his thoughts on all the Kirk Cousins stuff. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up, as we always do.
So... do you think there will be a move next under 2 hours?
I do think so.
Okay.
I do think so. I think at this point, you know, they almost kind of have to with Bogey and Clint, like, especially Bogey. Man hadn't played in a week and a half for, you know.
Personal reasons. And it could be that.
It could be, but it's probably not, right? I mean, it could be, but it's probably not. And so, you know, how awkward is that?
It's going to be awkward.
You know?
Because my thing is, if we thought Bogey shoots everything now, uh-huh. You wait till if they don't trade him and he come back. Oh, you don't want to trade me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let me just – that's why we were talking to Mike and I was – Conti, and I was like, what about Bogey to Denver? You know, him and Joker, they mm-hmm. boys
sure.
and everything like that. I mean, you can never say you don't need bench scoring.
Right.
Because you always need that.
And they do. They do. They've needed that. So, you know, since the – it's only been a couple year, 1 year since the championship, yeah. but that's what they've lacked.
Yeah, but that's what I'm like. That to me, like, I don't think you're going to get a big haul for any of these dudes.
Nope, not at this point.
Even if they do trade DeAndre, you're not going to get somebody better than him.
Nope.
And so that goes back to, you know, the luxury taxing and I'm not in the aprons and all that crap trying to get up under him. Mm-hmm. That's
accounting, which we don't do here.
We don't do accounting.
We're not rooting for a spreadsheet, are we? I'm not.
No.
We're not rooting for a, you know what I mean.
I don't even know how to read a spreadsheet.
You don't?
Yeah, I do, but I was trying to be funny about it.
Oh, yeah. I bet you do.
Yeah, I do.
I've familiarized myself with the spreadsheet.
Yeah,
as the fiscal year has begun.
It's about time.
In the Bunker Davis household.
Yeah, it's that time.
Yeah, no. As the more familiar I get with it, the more I realize I'm not the problem. But that's all right. That's all right.
We never are.
We're all in it together.
We never are.
We're all in it together.
We never are.
She's actually like, you know what? Actually, unfamiliarize yourself with the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
You know too much.
You know too much. Exactly. That's probably some stuff she's like, oh.
You know too much.
Oh, damn. I didn't want Andy to see
like,
that.
Hang on a second. I noticed there was a little bit of a discrepancy here as far as the credit card
and
bills
what I spend.
And the.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What you spend and what I spend. yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, we're not rooting for this team to save money or even make money.
No.
We're rooting for this team to try to win some basketball
games.
Let's just
start there.
Yeah.
Let's win some games. You got Milwaukee coming to town tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis and Dame and Kuz.
Not going to beat them.
Why not?
Well, Because all those guys you just said.
They beat him before?
That's true. They did. They did beat him before.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's get this thing started all right. Mm-hmm. You know?
What thing?
This win streak.
Oh, okay.
They had a win streak earlier this week. One game.
I thought two had to be a streak.
I'm trying to just. Andy, I'm trying.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just sitting here blocking like.
Yeah. Or
like
no.
Walter Jones.
Okay, how about this?
Sorry about that.
How about let's get it? They've won two of the last three.
Okay, sure. Somewhere there's,
yeah,
so there's something.
That's how we're going to do it.
Because there's another world. Yeah, I'm sorry to do this, but there's another world where they've lost 9 out of the last 10.
Yes.
Which is the
But world. I don't believe that.
No, I don't live in that
I
world.
I believe that.
I live there 500 over the last two
exactly.
games. Exactly. And they played competitive basketball.
We got to keep. And they did. I mean, they played a really good game considering the fact how much they were down by.
Yeah, they were getting smoked in the first half of that game.
Yeah, and it was just, you know what? The first half, it was too easy for the Spurs.
It was
just so easy for them to get anywhere on the floor they wanted to.
You could also tell, though, there was a real, let's do this. Since we're doing this, let's get to the read and the highlight, and then we'll get back into what happened last night here with the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Well, the Hawks put up quite a fight.
There
it was quite a game. They end up on the short end, though, by 1 point. Down the stretch, they had a lot of things go against them, including calls. I'm sorry.
They end up
on the short end by 1 point. It's really sad when you battle and battle and battle, and then you don't get a couple of calls at the end. And they called that foul against Onyeka. So, anyway, your final score, the Spurs 126 and the Hawks 125.
I like Steve felt the need to clarify as if we didn't know exactly what he meant by some things went against you. Appreciate that. Clarity in a broadcast is something that we love. I suppose so. I definitely do think that Onyeka had a clean block on that dunk attempt from Wemby. I mean, it's tough in real time because it just doesn't seem like anyone could get up that high and block a shot.
He timed it perfectly.
He did. He timed it perfectly, and so they called the foul. I'm not surprised they didn't overturn it in going back and looking at it, but I think that they should have because he got ball with his left hand. Now, his right hand, he had a forearm bar in Wemby's chest.
Right. But they didn't call that.
They didn't call that.
Right.
They said that he got his wrist, and I didn't think that he did. I think maybe he did on the follow-through after he got the basketball, but nonetheless, they called it. He goes to the free-throw line. He makes the first one, which is all they needed, and then nobody saw it coming, but he threw a little chest pass at the rim. And clock starts when you touch the ball.
Correct.
I think the Hawks actually did a pretty good job of responding to that, even though they might not have been ready for him to do that. Trey heaves from half court, maybe a little more than half court, and that doesn't go in, so they lose the game. But there's no doubt, and you could see it in the first half of that game last night, there was a real spark from them going out and getting De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I mean,
they were fired up.
This dude is an outstanding player, Andy, leader. And for them to start him and CP at the same time as they wish they did, I don't know how much. It don't make sense. They should.
Yeah, they should do
why
that.
Why not? Now, my thing was who was in the starting lineup? It was Castle was starting, right?
He has.
Okay. But anyway.
Jeremy Sohan has.
Okay. Anyway, because Castle, that dude is the truth.
Yes, he's going to be
he's
very.
He's an Atlanta kid.
He is from here.
He's an Atlanta kid, too.
Yes, yes.
Which is always fun. But yeah, though, they got to make sure something that's going to when it continues to grow because they're going to offer De'Aaron Fox the contract that he wants this offseason. Obviously, Wemby ain't going no damn where, and they're going to build that 1-2 punch and add things around. They got a lot of young players, but we know this with this this new apron and this new NBA. You can't keep all them dudes. That's what's going to happen. OKC sooner or later going to have to break all that up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so smart because they got plenty of picks. Even though I hate draft picks in the NBA.
Right.
But they got plenty
of need them.
But you need them.
Yeah. And they have all of them.
I bet they have at least one pick from every team in the NBA.
They got 1,000 picks. They have the number one seed in the Western Conference. They have in my estimation, as it stands right now, the best player in the NBA.
Do one for 50.
Again, for the third time in like a week and a half.
Yes.
And their starting lineup is an average age of like 23 years old.
Yep. They ain't going nowhere.
Yikes.
They ain't going nowhere. That's the thing about it.
The Thunder is who
you look at it from their standpoint.
And they should still be in Seattle.
Because we know that Shai Gilgeous is going to be offered the Supermax this summer.
Yes.
Does he take less so they can sign his brothers? Because them dudes, it's about time for them to get paid too. Mm-hmm. It's time for them ancillary parts around him to start making bread now. So would you take less than the max to keep everybody together? Now, no, you've already had a max.
I mean, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Would you take the Supermax?
Oh, yeah.
I would take
the Supermax.
I'm sorry. I know we friends and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, but
there's other teams.
Yeah, y'all go somewhere else and get paid.
It's Oklahoma City sucks. You get to go live someplace better.
Oklahoma City's not bad.
I've never been there.
Oh, me neither.
I'm obviously very biased.
I thought you'd been there. Nah, oh, yeah, never mind.
You know what? I've never been there, so I can't actually say that.
Yeah.
I've heard that it's not great, but whatever. Like, different people like different cities.
Exactly. There are people that live in Oklahoma City.
There's people that like Charlotte.
They're really Boy, you can tell, is it 2009? You can tell me that it wasn't the place to be.
Really, Charlotte?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, oh, man, yeah, I'm moving to Charlotte, dog. Charlotte the pot, Randy. All right.
What was it about Charlotte?
I don't know, Bunk.
People were fired up about Adam Morrison getting drafted?
The real estate, okay. Everything.
No, I get that.
It was like,
cost of living for sure.
Yeah, it'd be like, I think it was like 07, 08. That was, it was Houston and it was Charlotte.
You know, though, like, because people say that sometimes about cities. They're like, the cost of living's great. You know why? Because it sucks.
Yeah.
You know the cities that are super expensive to live in? Best ones.
It was Charlotte, and it was Charlotte, it was Houston.
Yeah.
Not Charlotte and Houston. Mm-hmm. I'm good on both.
Charlotte made a trade yesterday.
Yeah, dog.
They're a team that's actually done something. They actually traded away a pretty interesting young center named Mark Williams, who they just drafted, I think, last year. Traded him to the Lakers. They get back Dalton Knecht, which, kind of a fun young player, maybe. They don't need him anymore. The Lakers don't. Because they got Luka.
Yes.
Who's 25. Also, Dalton Knecht is 25. And Luka's a little better than him. They also sent Cam Reddish over there. So Cam Reddish, in my opinion, fulfills his destiny of becoming a Charlotte Hornet.
Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. They got the NBA trade machine there. That's how, because I said the Mavericks. Will the Mavericks go get Kevin Durant? That's how they do it. You give up P.J. Washington, and you give up Klay Thompson.
Yeah, P.J. Washington, salaries Daniel match. Gafford, or Lively all make sense to get rid
salaries
of.
Salaries match for Phoenix to send KD.
Okay, KD and Kyrie?
KD, Kyrie, and AD?
I know, but KD and Kyrie, didn't they get each other traded 2 years ago?
No, they were close.
Okay.
Yeah, they cool.
But that's what we talked about earlier is you also got to navigate the dynamics.
Yeah, but
I
think what happened in Brooklyn was them not liking each
other. I thought, wasn't it one of them felt mad because the other one came out and demanded a trade and the other one was like, hey, what about,
I thought
we were building something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But also get over it.
Get over
and try to win some basketball games.
Get over it. Because right there, Sham says, Kevin Durant blindsided by the Suns taking calls about him. Blindsided means I don't want to be here no more. So Kevin Durant is upset. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Don't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't.
Don't be surprised he's traded because he's upset right now.
Let's play that out real quick. And if it happens, we can talk about it tomorrow for sure. But say he does get traded.
Right.
So then Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, De'Aaron Fox, Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis. Who am I missing? Am I missing others?
That's pretty much the big names.
So that's five of the best players in the universe. All got traded in a week.
Yep.
Weird.
But back
it's weird.
Back to what we talked about.
I don't think this is all good.
Back to what we talked about after the Luka trade. It's like powering the organization now. Okay, we can go. We can do all those different things.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Jimmy Butler got exactly what he wanted.
Jimmy got exactly what I know he wanted to go to Phoenix, but at the same time, he got his money and he went to a good team.
Yeah. And got an extension.
Yes, and got the extension. Now the Bay is different than living on South Beach.
Yeah, but it's not bad.
But it's not bad.
Not bad. There's worse places to be.
I
just don't. All I'm saying is, it's zooming out, and I'm like, that's crazy that all these guys all got traded within a week of each other, and this is now just kind of normal. I just don't know if it's good. I don't know if this is a good thing for the NBA for this to be the new normal.
What?
Everyone moving teams every year, all the time, constantly.
This is going to be the new
normal. It may be.
I think it's the new
normal. Yeah, it may be. Or maybe what they just instituted with the new CBA might limit it a little bit. Or maybe it'll make it worse. I honestly don't know. But I just, is it a good thing for the fan experience for all these guys to be on different teams every single year?
I think I go back to.
I don't know if it is.
Do the players care?
No, I'm not asking that.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, I'm not asking if the players care. Of course not. They're getting all their money and they're getting whatever they want.
Right.
I just from the flip side of it, just the general fan of the NBA, is this a good thing for the fan health of the league? I don't know if it is or not.
Wait, I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it would be, but maybe maybe I'm missing something that makes it that it is. But
if your team gets one of these players.
Yeah, but then he leaves next year. So it's awesome, dang it. Awesome, dang it. And then we're here and, our team never does anything.
Yeah, but count dollars.
But is that is that good for the league either, I guess, because they're on the sideline. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it is. We'll come back. Smoking Joe Patrick is going to join us. We'll talk some Falcons with him.
He's coming in hot.
He's been causing trouble this week. Causing a lot of trouble. We'll talk to him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. We will answer to the best of our ability. As we always do to wrap up the show, final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Sometimes, you know, I don't know, not really. Like, Joey is a troublemaker. Like, genuinely a troublemaker.
Yes.
And sometimes we play it up a little bit, you know, like lean in.
Yeah.
You don't have to play it up this week.
Oh, sir.
Just ruffling feathers. Left Falcons feathers.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 the game's midday hosts, Andy and Randy, and a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds.
Get
to the best of our knowledge, Chad in the other quarter, 92.9
from the peripheral, too. Can't get anything past Randy.
And an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Hey, Joe, cause any trouble this week?
Blowing up my spot here, Andy. it's been ho-hum. You know, it's fine. It's whatever. It's just another day in the world of sports, right?
Let's just kind of start with obviously the story of the week, which is Kirk Cousins going on TV earlier and saying what happened against the Saints and then talking about how it affected the rest of the year. And, well, we didn't know that, and clerical errors and all that kind of stuff. Just sort of what's your general big picture take right now on everything that's gone down with him this week?
I mean, for me, it was, you know, it was, I felt like angry, like a lot of fans did, at Kirk Cousins for, you know, obviously kind of revealing himself to have lied to, you know, obviously to the team and to the fans, but also just, you know, personally as media, as people who, you know, are asking questions. And Mark Raimondi, I'll throw him out there from ESPN. He's the one who asked Kirk after that Denver Broncos game whether he was, you know, why he landed on the injury report. Obviously, you mentioned that clerical error line. And then he said, so you're 100%? He says, yeah. And that was, I mean, based on what he said this week, not the truth. Right. So it just leaves you feeling frustrated. And that's kind of, I think, the point of why he went out and said this, because he's obviously trying to force his move. And we can debate everything that happened in November and December or even before that. But really what's important for the Falcons at this point and for Kirk Cousins is what happens from here on out. And obviously he's going to want to get himself cut, which is just kind of a funny thing to say, but that's the way the world works in the NFL for players. And obviously it puts the Falcons in a kind of a sticking point after Terry Fontenot came out and said in his post
season press conference that they were quote unquote comfortable with him remaining the starting quarterback, or the backup quarterback. And, you know, we'll see if that remains the case after all this took place.
Well, we know that's a bunch of crap. That was crap when Terry and Rob both said at the same time, that was a bunch of crap. So we knew for a fact that he was not going to be here.
Yeah, It's just what you say.
My thing, Joe, is that people are now looking at it from a standpoint of, okay, now they might be able to get something for him. I know there's a sucker born every day, Joe. There really is. There really is. But there's no way in hell, unless the only team that I can do it because are the Browns, because they will be just the Browns. But there's no way in hell they're going to get anybody to come try to trade for Kirk. And Kirk has the no trade clause, so he can just sit back and wait to go where he wants to go.
Right. I mean, like both parties hold some form of power in the situation, where the Falcons obviously have him under contract and could essentially quote unquote punish him, if you want to say that, by just essentially keeping him. But that would obviously be a pill that would seemingly be unstomachable by the leadership there at the Falcons, to continue to pay, you know, pay a player, frankly, that $10 million roster bonus after everything that's happened. It seems like a non-starter. And it would be one thing, Randy, if it didn't matter for teams whether they traded him, if they added Kirk Cousins via a trade or, you know, by signing him after he's cut. But the main point is that, you know, there's no incentive really for these teams to trade for Kirk Cousins if they can get basically pick him up for free after he's cut. Unless they're really, really like, you know, we want Kirk Cousins. He is our guy. We've been, tracking this and wanting to land this deal for a long time. But is there a team that's really thinking like that? Probably not. He's probably more of a backup option. Probably more of, you know, well, like if we're not situated well in the draft, then, you know, this is a nice fallback for us. So ultimately, I just don't see there being a demand out there that would facilitate a trade for the Falcons. Unfortunately for them, because it would certainly help the Falcons if they were able to trade him, and that's, I think, clearly, obviously, what they're trying to hold out for.
Maybe the answer to this question is it already is. But assuming that this isn't qualifying as messy, does this get messy? Like, do you think that there's a point where, with no trade clauses and the salary kicker on the 17th of March and all that kind of stuff, like, does it get worse than this publicly, potentially?
Publicly, I don't know, but I definitely think it could get messy in terms of, you know, maybe the Falcons do find somebody who would want to trade for him, but Kirk can always just use his no trade clause and say, right, Nope, I'm not doing that. Right. And you know, on the other side of the coin, maybe, you know, Kirk explores something where there's a situation where he really, but, you know, the Falcons may not, you know, if they end up deciding to release him, then that could happen at like the last second of the last hour of the, right, of the deadline, just to try to, you know, exhaust every kind of thing. And I'm not saying that they would do that intentionally or whatnot, but you just never know the games that are being played. And it certainly does feel like, well, I mean, there's clearly games being played, like cutthroat games being played at this point. And I think that was the most shocking thing, with Kirk coming out publicly, both on TV and to The Athletic, and kind of repeating the same thing. It's clearly a campaign, like, or a strategy,
yeah, definitely,
to communicate this, to try to stir all this up.
Joe, okay, I'm you done with Kirk, Andy?
Yeah, for now, yeah, like this part of it. Yeah, there will be more in the next month.
Yeah, I'm
pretty much done. It.
Yeah, for like, okay, what he said on TV on Tuesday, I'm pretty much done.
It. Okay, yeah. So Joe, I just saw something, and I wanted to ask you, because you were a part of the Fire This Guy committee. Ryan Day gets a new contract, Joe.
I sent that to Andy earlier today, and I just said, it's funny how the world turns, yeah, you know, where, you know, 6 weeks ago, I was out here ranting and raving like a fan that I am, that he should be fired because he can't beat Michigan, and then he wins the national championship. And you guys were, by the way, you guys were like, well, what if he wins the national championship? And I'm sitting here saying, there's no way. That's impossible. I'm like yelling at you guys for even bringing up the notion that could happen.
The voices of reason from 11 to 2 every day.
That's right. And here I am, you know, sitting here like an idiot. But, you know, I guess that's what happens when you win a national championship. You become, I mean, not the highest paid coach. That'd still be Kirby Smart. But I believe Dave will now be the second highest paid coach. And, you know, he's going to have his work cut out for him, because he lost both his coordinators. Unfortunately, you know, our pride and joy defensive coordinator has now gone to Penn State. Unfortunately, Mike Conte gets the reap of the rewards of that. and a new offensive coordinator as well for Ohio State. Brian Hartline got promoted. So a lot of work for Ryan Day to kind of reformulate that coaching staff up there in Columbus.
Well, kind of did the Ohio State and the Falcons headlines. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? I don't really have any other Falcons stuff like that that's really going on right now. So
yeah,
who wins Sunday?
Man, I kind of think I'm just torn on this because I feel like if the game is close, it's going to be a Chiefs win. But the way that, you know, Saquon Barkley has been running the football is just like something I honestly can't recall a running back that has looked as explosive and dangerous every time he gets it as he has. It's really like a unique part of his game where it feels like almost like, remember Chris Johnson for the Titans about, you know, a decade ago or so, where it just felt like he could take it to the house on any given play. And that's how it feels for Saquon. Obviously, the Chiefs are really good at making teams really work up and down the field. And Patrick Mahomes obviously has his incredible, you know, postseason and Super Bowl record, so it's hard to go against that. But I'm going to go with the Eagles. Screw it. I'm going with the Eagles.
Look at
I don't like either of these teams, frankly. In fact, like, these might be, like, my two, like, up there with two of my least favorite teams in the NFL, just because they're in this spot too often. You know, we need some fresh blood in the Super Bowl, honestly. Just, but I'll go give me the Eagles.
Jealousy, screw like it. Pure fan jealousy, and I understand. Yeah. Hey, there was one more like sort of semi Falcons related thing.
Sure,
Myles Garrett wants out. Like, is there a package that this team can put together and try to make it attractive enough to be the team that lands him?
I mean, I think they could put together a package if they wanted to, but it's like, I don't know. It's hard for me to see Myles Garrett really wanting to come. And it's not like he's in a position where Kirk Cousins is, where he has a no-trade clause. But, you know, the other thing, I don't know. Like, obviously, you bring in Myles Garrett changes your entire defense. But, you know, every team in the NFL is saying the same exact thing. And what are the Falcons with already short on draft picks? Granted, the picks wouldn't really affect this year, but it just feels like there's a lot of building for them to do. Ultimately, I'm not getting my hopes up. Let's put it that way. Although, if he did come, it would be, you know, incredible. You'd get one of the best players in football, maybe the best player in football, to be perfectly honest.
It would be very exciting. I am going to get my hopes up, Joe. thank you for the time, as always.
All right. Appreciate you, Jay.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons reporter. Another trade in the NBA.
Yeah, man.
Not the Hawks.
What the hell?
Yusuf Nurkic headed to the Charlotte Hornets.
Why?
That's where they send you when they're tired of you. Like,
damn.
When teams get tired of people, they send them to Charlotte. Like,
wow.
The Suns, he doesn't even play for the Suns anymore. He hasn't been in the lineup for a long time.
Suns stink. They had their ass whipped last night. They're 10th in the West.
They're not good.
Like,
they're not good. They hate Nurkic, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what he did, but they're like, all right, get the hell out of here. Who'd they trade him for? I didn't even see one of the Martins.
Yes.
There's a couple Martin brothers. They got one of them.
Pick. They traded him and a first-round pick.
Oh, wow. They just wanted to unload him.
Yes.
A little salary down. Yes. I don't even know how much he makes, but wow. Yeah, you know, they're tired of him.
Damn.
Well, the Hornets need a new center because they traded Mark Williams yesterday.
That is true.
They got a hell of a starting lineup out there in Charlotte now.
If they can stay healthy.
LaMelo Ball, Dalton Connect, Cam Reddish, Yusuf Nurkic. Look out! Hornets are coming. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, load the phone lines up. We'll answer your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA every single day at 1:40 to end the program. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. One phone line available if you want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929. You got something?
Oh, no. I was reading what you were saying about Joe Burrow and like, of course I take a pay cut. Yep. Of course this guy needs to be paid.
Yep.
Like, goodness gracious.
Just doing everything that teams hate players to do at the Super Bowl. He's like, yeah, you got to pay all of them. We got to keep it together. We have the money to do it. We need to keep the core. And meanwhile, the Bengals are like, we don't have any money.
Yeah.
What is he talking about? We don't have any money.
Yeah.
Does he know how? Well, we don't want to spend it. Like, we already paid him. What's his problem?
I already paid him and gave him something they give nobody. They get 2 years of guaranteed salaries. They don't give nobody that.
Never.
They've never done that.
Yeah, they broke the rules for Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, none of these guys. What are you talking about? We can't pay any of these people. We paid you. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hi, that's Dive in, fellas. Real hypothetical question. Randy might suit you more, but I'm really unsure of this, but hypothetical. Had Jaden Daniels took Washington to the Super Bowl and won, could he have won Rookie of the Year, maybe MVP of the Super Bowl, and MVP of the league? He would be the first rookie to ever do that.
Yes.
I hang up and listen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. I don't know about the MVP.
Well, I think because the voting happens before
the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he probably wouldn't have won MVP.
He's going to win Rookie of the Year tonight. Yeah. He's going to win that tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, he could have won the Super Bowl MVP, but I think the regular season MVP usually goes before because the regular season MVP.
Yeah, and
who do you think wins that tonight?
I think Josh Allen.
You think Josh? Okay.
Yeah, I think. What do you think?
I think Lamar.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Lamar is the MVP, but I think they give it to Josh.
Odds for Josh Allen? Giving.
That's what I think Josh is going to get the award tonight. That's
negative 450 for Josh, plus 300 for Lamar.
Oh, really? So Lamar's favored?
Yeah.
Oh,
he should.
Josh is.
Okay. Oh, Josh. Oh, sorry. Josh is favored. Okay. Huh. Okay. Well, all right. Charles is in Marietta. Hey, Charles.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Charles.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Charles, give me 1 second. Got breaking news here for the Hawks.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Atlanta Hawks are trading for DeAndre Hunter to Cleveland for Caris LeVert. What's the other guy's name?
Isaac Okoro. George Niang.
And 3 second round picks and 2 pick swaps.
Okay.
So DeAndre Hunter is no longer an Atlanta Hawk.
All right.
There it is.
There you have it. Got one of them wrong.
Da, 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 da. Breaking news.
Well, we called that one in the 11 o'clock hour, I will say.
We did.
We got it wrong. It wasn't Isaac Okoro. It was George Niang.
All right.
Who Steve Holman loves because they're from the same hometown.
Yes.
They're from the same hometown in Massachusetts. So Steve will be very excited that George Niang is coming here. And who is the other guy? Caris LeVert?
Yes.
All right.
But they did get him.
Bench scorer, you know?
Whatever.
Solid guy. We said some nice stuff about him kind of earlier. We'll say more nice stuff about him now. Yeah, DeAndre Hunter's gone.
Yeah.
The 5 picks, though.
Yeah.
5 picks, 3 second rounders. So you got 3 of the 5 back that you traded to get Sadiq Bey.
Oh, yeah.
A couple years ago. And so you're 60% of the way of being able to send 5 second rounders away again for another guy.
Whatever.
And then 2 pick swaps. Cool. All right. There you go.
Whatever.
Does that get you going?
Yeah.
It's Charles. Hey, Charles. Sorry. Hey,
I'm sorry, Charles.
What's up, Charles?
That's all right. It's all right. So for turkey hunting season, guys, it's actually starting soon. I think it's like March through April, something like that.
All right.
It's not during Thanksgiving or anything like that.
We going?
I'm trying to do my first hunt as well, so I'm looking for someone too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. Turkey hunting ain't around Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I guess you got to freeze it.
No, it's way earlier in the year.
So you got to freeze it.
Got to freeze it.
Yeah, you got to pluck it and freeze it.
Okay. Well, I guess I could do that. That sucks.
Yeah.
Quick question, guys.
Yeah.
Super Bowl spread, what's a must-have at a Super Bowl party?
Chicken wings.
Beer.
I think we got it. Chicken wings and beer.
That's what you need.
I know that's all I'm consuming.
That's the main thing you need. I like various dips. Like people make all kinds of different dips.
Like my
wife makes a 7-layer dip I like.
Yes, but Donna makes the buffalo chicken dip.
I like
she
that
makes
too.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo
all
chicken
I
dip's
do,
very good.
I like wings. And I'm going to do like 4 different types this year. So it's going to be smoked. We're going to fry them. We're going to bake some, and then I got this new one that I'm going to try. And it's kind of, it's smoking them, but it's like on the outside smoker where you're like over an open fire.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to do that.
4 different types of wings.
Yeah, man.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
And it's just you guys.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm excited. This she's got next week off, so she's actually going to get to stay up and watch the game.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Nice.
It's going to be really great. Like, because, you know, all the big games are always on Sunday nights or Monday night,
right,
whatever, national championship stuff. Like, and she never gets to stay up and watch it because my wife has to go to work at like 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
So, very exciting. We're going to actually get to watch the game together. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy, Randy. Great job on the breaking news. I'm glad it happened on the midday show today.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Very exciting.
My question's around the Falcons and whether or not you saw this report about Jim Nagy indirectly calling out Terry Fontenot for not coming to the Senior Bowl for the second year.
Hmm.
And is that a big deal, no deal? Like, I think it's a big deal because it's 2 years in a row. And, like, what's Terry's – why is he so inaccessible other than that one press conference? But, you know, not showing up at the Senior Bowl and looking at that talent, does he watch film on Saturday? Like, The draft process seems to have been a little bit lackluster, especially last year outside of Pennant. So,
all right, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
So he has not been to the Senior Bowl.
A couple years now, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I genuinely don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, he's looking at these guys.
Yeah, he's looking at the prospects.
And they have scouts
down
there.
They have a whole bunch of scouts down
there. And Marquise Williams, the special teams coach, was one of the two coaches for the East-West Shrine Bowl, so he was there for that.
And a lot of times, a lot of GMs don't go, you know. But, yeah, I don't have no issue. I like Nagy, so I won't say nothing bad about him or anything. I like him. But yeah, I don't know if it's a big deal or not.
He doesn't mind Nagy, that is. He doesn't mind publicly calling people out regarding the senior bowl.
Yeah.
Like, he does a really he does a really good job of getting people's attention surrounding the Super Bowl, which is kind of what his job is.
I like him. And I like who he replaced, Phil Savage. You know how I feel, but yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
I really don't know. I do like that Tim brought back big deal, small deal, no deal.
Yeah.
That's a shout out.
Which was great until somebody couldn't figure out his motivation to do it.
I don't know. Abe said he didn't like it.
I just can't find my motivation behind it. I just want to make the segment great. I just don't have the motivation.
Abe's like, are you guys making fun of me?
I can't find motivation.
Abe's like trying to do the other part of his job. He's like, hang on a second. Am I just catching strays again?
I just can't find the motivation to do it.
What did I want to say about that? Here's the thing about like that. The Terry Fontenot part of that is anything a general manager does 4 years into a tenure with a losing record and not a great draft track record, you're going to look at it as negative.
Yeah.
You're going to look at it as bad. I mean, had the draft gone better, maybe the draft would go better if it was down there. If he was down there, I don't know if that's true or not, but like that kind of stuff pops out when they're where they are, which is a losing record 4 years into the tenure. And, inaccessible? I don't know. I think I talked to Terry Fontenot as much as I've talked to any other general manager of any other NFL team that we've covered or I've covered. Like, we talk to him when we talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's usually what it is.
Yeah. I mean, there's times of year generally when those guys are doing stuff. We'll talk to him, I'm sure, a couple times leading up to the combine. Yeah. Leading up to the draft.
Right.
We'll talk to him after the draft. We'll talk to him at training camp, and that's kind of what it is. I mean, I don't remember talking to Thomas Dimitroff any more than that.
Right.
I don't remember talking to John Schneider any more than that in Seattle. Now, I don't like John would be around more, but also things were going good. He wanted people to talk to him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Anybody want to interview me about my drafts?
Hey, interview me.
You know, we got Richard Sherman in the fifth round, right? You want to talk about that again?
Interview me.
Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, trying to stay positive with all this, but for anybody that bought a Kirk Cousins jersey this past year, I didn't buy one. And Thursday said, I can flew the Super Bowl, but my mom told me if I don't pick it up, don't ever come back in their house again. So I had to pick it up and put it back on.
Okay.
But for anybody that bought a Kirk Cousins jersey, I think they should get like a $50 gift card to Home Depot.
Come on, man.
That's a good suggestion, Adam. I actually really like that a lot. You know, there's sometimes teams will do, and I don't know.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Oh, he records these?
Oh,
interesting. We better be on our P's and Q's.
Uh-oh.
Like occasionally.
What's that?
Yeah, it's this is a two-party consent state, Adam. Although we're broadcasting and we podcast it, so we know we're being recorded. But you are supposed to tell the person that you're recording that you're recording them. Teams do that sometimes.
Yes.
Where it's like, we'll exchange it.
Yes.
You bring it in, we'll exchange it, whatever. I don't think they're going to do that.
Oh, they're not giving you nothing, Maverick.
But I'm sorry. We're not. I would say just do this. Go to Home Depot, get some of that black Gorilla tape, put it right over the nameplate, and then somebody will be 18 next year.
There you go.
Get a white marker, and you can write on it. Or maybe you got the white jersey. Get some white tape and a black marker. I always like when people do that. Like you
the funniest thing ever.
This is so great.
The funniest thing ever.
Because jerseys are expensive, man.
Oh, like, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't. Never mind.
I know you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You could also turn 18 into several other numbers.
Oh, yeah. It could be 16. You could make it 9.
88.
You could get rid of the 1, make it 9, and now it's a Penix jersey. I did see a picture. I don't know. Maybe Caleb posted it. Someone did.
How the hell can you? Hold on. How do you make a Penix jersey?
Okay, so you got 1 and 8, right? Mm-hmm. So black out the 1. 1's gone. So now you got the 8. Just black out a little part of the 8, and then it's a 9.
I got you. Okay.
This comes from someone who changed a lot of grades on top of tests that came home.
Just checking. Okay. Thank you.
Anything can become anything.
Yes, I believe that.
With the right amount of whiteout or red pen. Someone, I don't remember who, sorry I'm not giving you credit, posted a picture of a fan at the Hawks game last night in a Kirk Cousins jersey. Like, that's a wild-ass time to wear a Kirk Cousins jersey in public. You know what I mean? Like, after what happened this week?
He's a troll.
That's a troll.
That's a troll.
Like, that's a troll. That's pretty funny, but that's a troll.
That's
all right.
That's a troll.
Ed is in Lawrenceville. God. Hey, Ed.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me get my cassette tape loaded. Okay, record. Okay. Hey, fellas. Hey, did you see last night in the game there was a wedgie?
Yeah, I did.
In the Hawks game.
I did, and I called it that.
Okay.
And my daughter said, a wedgie, because she knows what another wedgie is.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, when the ball gets in the rim in the basket.
Trey jumped up there and got it out.
And Trey got it. Yeah.
Trey jumped up and got it out.
Okay, guys. Now, I'm an older guy. I got a lot of years on you. I thought it used to be, I haven't seen a wedgie in quite a while, but it used to be where the defensive team got the ball back. When did they start jumping it?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question.
That's a great question.
I don't know. I would have thought that the defensive team got the ball back, too. I didn't realize that it was.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe it. Yeah. And, of course, it was Wemby.
Right.
I mean, how many jumps does he lose?
Not many.
That was the most awkward thing was the jump ball yesterday between him and oh, yeah.
Good eye, though, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, Okongwu was like, really?
Yeah.
You know, but, Randy, for you, I know you lived in the country and you lived overseas. You know, yesterday you guys brought up Bruce Smith and Reggie White.
Yeah,
I'm from Wisconsin, and when Reggie came to Green Bay, it reshaped the franchise, not just on the field, but off.
Yes,
because African American players didn't want to go there.
Okay,
and when he first got there, the players had to drive from Green Bay on their off day to Milwaukee to get their haircut and the food they wanted.
That's true.
Because it wasn't in Green Bay.
Right,
right.
Can you imagine? It was like a 100-mile drive to do that. So in your life, whether it was in the country or overseas in Germany, you know, were you ever in a situation like that where, you know, you had to make do with what was available? Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ed.
I was raised by Ince McMichael. Hell yeah. I have to deal with.
What's the longest you've driven for a haircut?
Oh, not far.
Because I'm kind of doing the thing. I go to the barbershop over by where we used to live. I really like those guys. They do a good job, so I go there. It's out of the way.
Yes.
Like, it's not super convenient for where we live now, but they do a great job.
That's all that matters. Like, in Miami, I got my haircut right down the street from Cylinder, where everybody got their haircut. In St. Louis, I got my hair cut probably about 30 minutes from my house, but then I got to a point where I would pay him to come to my house.
Oh, that's
and so he would guess.
That's a flex right there. That's nice.
Yeah, so he would come to my house every Friday night and cut my hair.
Okay.
And then here, I go right around the corner, right over there to a cut above.
Just to circle back real quick on the first thing he talked about, for a guy like me, a wedgie is like a nightmare scenario. It's hard to get.
Why?
Ball gets stuck up there.
Oh, dude, I'm thinking you're talking about what I would think of a wedgie.
No. Well, no one wants one of those, but I'll pick that out the same way anybody would.
That's
a throw your shoe at the ball situation.
You've never gotten one before?
I can't get up that high.
Damn. Even though the ball's like hanging down a little bit?
I know. And sometimes it'll be hanging down low, and I'm like, surely I can get this one.
Right.
Nah.
Damn, homie.
Nah, I'm a ground animal.
Damn, homie. Sorry to hear that.
I know. Me too. Me too. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Damn, he can't even get the wedgie.
The worst. The worst is when your shoe gets stuck in the net.
Yes.
And then you're like,
you can't get that one either.
I only have one shoe left now.
Andy's a land animal. Anything can be anything with whiteout. Abe is becoming shy as he gets closer to 40.
There was a term used. The term revenge baby was used on the show. That's a great term.
Those are definitely a thing.
Don't have one. Don't have one of those.
So apparently Randy's family calls him Quick Draw McGraw.
Mech Draw.
All of his people call him that.
NBA's trying to flex their little-ass muscles all day. Well, you got about another hour to go.
God.
And from a tool standpoint, Joe Milton is the guy.
Yes.
Randy hits him in the sweet spot and they explode.
All right, Duke's Bell coming up next.
This trade.
To break down the Hawks trade deadline deal that sends DeAndre Hunter to Cleveland for Caris LeVert, George Niang, 3 second-round picks, and 2 swaps. All you want to learn about Caris LeVert and George Niang coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.